This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistence that there will not be peace in Afghanistan until there is a new negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, the Taliban spokesman, Swail Shaheen, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephonic news briefing, the State Department principal deputy spokesperson, Jelena Porter, said, "We call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable settlement." Tens of thousands of young immigrants in the United States without legal status are in limbo once again after a court ruling last week declared the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new applications from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said they will appeal. It's the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protection for young immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. It's faced a constant stream of court challenges since the then President Barack Obama created it in 2012. Applicants who have submitted their applications have hoped that the program will once again open up. Pallbearers' military attire surrounded late Haitian President Jovenel Moise's body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway Friday, 2 weeks after he was shot dead at a home in an assassination still shrouded in mystery. The bearers placed the polished casket on a garland with flowers in an auditorium and